Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
To the Fred Dreyer Show. That's right. Time to get together with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, a guy that we also call an icon in the movie business and television business, with, of course, his roles in Hunter, many movies, so many more things. We're talking about the one and only all-pro defensive end, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred?
Well, thanks so much, Mike.
And you're welcome.
And welcome to, you look swollen and puffy.
A little back pain.
You really
today.
Look good. You got that salt lick in your backyard?
It's good, yeah. Yeah, I'm going around stretching my back every chance I get because
I got
a little stiff back here
you've
today.
You've got one of those, haven't you?
I got one of those today, yeah.
You know, a friend of mine in high school, way, way back, Mike Leitzel used to say.
Mike Leitzel.
Mm-hmm. He was a wide receiver for a championship team.
Yeah.
And he would always just say, he says, I've got a weak back. And someone would say, gee, Mike, mm-hmm. This is all set up. Yeah. He said, gee, Mike, what's wrong with your back? I said, how long have you had your back out? He said, about a week back.
It's about a week back. It's good. Okay. I'm going to use that, Fred. That's good.
You may write it down because I know you'll forget it.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get that one. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. End of the football season, beginning of baseball, basketball going on, hockey going on. A lot of good stuff to talk about. And spring training. You and I should go down there, I'm telling you, at least for like a couple of days. Just take a ride down there.
With Dodgers? Or,
yeah, go Dodgers
and
Angels.
Drop in to see the Angels.
Yeah, day. See Mike Trout.
You'll need a periscope to see the players on the field.
Yeah, apparently, Mike Trout looked around. There was nobody in the locker room. He said, is Shohei Ohtani gone?
Then he'll say, is Shohei gone? He'll say, yeah, he left with the $700 million. And he said, gee whiz, maybe I should renegotiate my contract.
There you go. Get that Scott Boros, who's got all those big-time players that he wants 10-year contracts for that still haven't signed.
And there's 30 owners in baseball, 32?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, somebody's bound to come up with an extra $200 billion that they don't
Artie
need.
Marino.
That's Artie
could
Marino.
Could be. All right, we're going to take a little break here. We got a lot of stuff. Plus, we got to talk about you and the Hollywood Show. We got some exciting news to talk about there. We got a lot of people following us in our Facebook Live. We got our chat room open there, so feel free to give us a shout. And email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yes, please do.
freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Yep. Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. Fredrier.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge. The all-pro defensive end, this gentleman here, right here, Fred Dreyer. I'm, of course, Michael Horn. And, Fred, you got a lot of stuff going on here. People contacting you as well, and a lot of things. Oh, what's happening with you?
Well, before we get going here, we got a great show here, Mike, and I can tell you because you're the barometer of this whole thing. You make this ship run.
Thank you very much,
I don't
Fred.
Know how
you're in a
good.
Great mood today. This is what's happening.
I know.
Drink some more of that tea they're bringing in.
I had tea, and I had, like, what did I say?
Those little dark chocolate
50 pieces of chocolate. I think I had 50.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going to run down to the gas station and get another refill.
Okay, good. Here. That's good.
But first of all, I want to say a couple of shout-outs to some people that we love and know. And Kate Prentice, for her daughterly devotion during these troubled times of sickness and ill health. I want to say thank you very much, Kate, for your support and love. And a special shout out to Sandra Bentley for her loyal inspiration and support during these troubling, sickly times here in Los Angeles. It's raining its tail off here, and we just want to say thanks very much for being in there and being supportive and listening to the show.
Good stuff. I want to tell you, you know, it's supportive of me also here during these times. My dog, Lindy, along with my wonderful daughter, Jennifer, and lovely
Lindy
Cynthia.
Lindy's really good. Well, she's fantastic because you don't need to tell her to eat that pork chop.
No, and you always tell a dog, here's a little experiment you can do. You got a wife or a girlfriend, and you have a dog. You put them in the trunk of your car and lock it, and then you open it up, and you see which one's happy to see you. And it's like...
Yeah.
It's a good test.
Yeah, that is a good test.
It's an old
It helps to have a lamb chop in your pocket.
It's really good, too. That's right.
And a couple of $100 bills on the bet.
Yeah, I'll tell you who else is very helpful. Our listeners are great here on the show. Now, we have on the line here Chris Cortez. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Chris Cortez is a great listener to this show. And you, Fred, we're going to be shut out of the Hollywood show. I don't know how this was happening, but Chris Cortez apparently led a gang of people to call into the Hollywood show. And Chris, tell us what happened exactly here.
Well, I kind of know Dave Eckelby over at the Hollywood show. So he and I went back and forth with a couple of emails. And I said, hey, you know, I see Stephanie Kramer's name there. Where is Fred? And he said, well, I'm not sure if he's coming this year. And I said, why? And I said, you know, Stephanie and Fred are great talents in their own right, but together,
they're incredible.
You just have to see the two of them together.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's just great. So he and I went back and forth, and I said, you have to find a spot for him.
And?
Exactly.
Fred said at one point they had bumped him until next year or something like that.
December of this year, I think.
Yeah, what did they say to you, Fred? They said,
I don't want you to interrupt.
Okay, please go ahead.
Let her finish.
Yeah, go right ahead, Chris.
I was going to say that when Fred said that he got bumped, and I said, no, it's not possible. So I went back to Dave, and he's a really nice guy, and he said, well, I'm not sure. I don't know. And I said, oh, come on. You know, I said, I'm going to give it my old try. I mean, I don't win at everything, but you got to try. So I did, and he came back, and he said, he's in.
That was it.
Well, listen, I think cooler heads prevailed when you can't split the team up.
No, exactly.
That's one of the mistakes that NBC did.
Exactly. And then I said to him, I'm going to post it on Hunter Works for Me, which is the group that I belong to. And I got to tell you, Fred, we got like 1,000 people to look at that posting that I put up.
Well, the fans out there don't lie. And I just want to say thank you so much for your input.
You're very welcome, and I will see you at the show. I'll bring you chocolate. You don't have to run down to the
dark chocolate.
It's got to be dark chocolate. It has to be no sugar.
Chris, I'm
giving you a mandate.
You got it.
I don't know if I'm going to be there because, like you said, Fred and Stephanie need to be together. But on this show, it could be Fred all by himself or Fred together with me. So once again, Fred by himself. Or once again, Fred together with me. And apparently Fred by himself seems to win every single time on the show.
You want that free cheeseburger is what you want.
Together or... I kind of like you by yourself, Fred, myself even. It's pretty good.
Well, there's going to be a food truck outside of the...
I'm there. Never mind. I'm there.
Mike's got it covered now.
Chris, when is the show? What are the dates so our audience can come?
March 1st and March 2nd, which is a Friday and a Saturday.
Coming up this week. Yep.
But it's coming up next weekend. And I'll be at the Los Angeles Marriott myself for 2 days. So I'll be sure to hook up with Fred and Stephanie and you if you're there.
Is this the one in Burbank or is this one in L.A.? Where the hotel is?
No, this is the one at the Los Angeles Burbank Marriott.
There you go.
They call it the airport hotel.
The airport
right
hotel.
From the airport. Up the street from the ramp.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where Fred will go, and afterwards to the ramp. We'll go up there, and they got some good stuff there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're going to try to come in and see us, too, am I right, in the broadcast here, if you can, next week?
We'll try. Maybe next Wednesday, I think, a couple of us will be in. Maybe 3 or 4 of us will be in.
Oh, boy, the number's growing,
you know,
huh?
You know, prior to the show. So
the whole fan club is showing up.
And I'm sure Mike's going to want to buy drinks for everybody that you show up with.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You're bringing the whole fan club there, all four?
All four of us. Three of us. Whoever's there.
And before you go, tell us about the Hunter Works for Me, because we should connect the Fred Dreyer show website with the Hunter Works for Me with a back-and-forth link, don't you think?
Absolutely. We can talk about that when we see you.
Well, you have to understand now that we've got everything squared away.
Yeah.
Mike will bring the cigars, certainly. Stephanie smokes cigars now.
She does now?
I got her on smoking cigars.
I'll definitely be up for drinks.
And so she'll. I'm sure Stephanie will show up having drank her share and smoking a cigar. And, she's a great teammate and a game player. And I just want you to know that this is going to be the highlight of the show.
So you and Stephanie will be seated then next to each other, correct?
Yes.
I asked Dave that.
I didn't say anything. I didn't polish anything that was said here today, but...
Okay, good.
You know,
and will your car be outside? Will you have the Hunter car?
It's going to be running. As a matter of fact, they got a spot for me. I will sign autographs from the front seat.
That's good. That'll be great. I've been watching that show. I've set it up because it's the show is on Get TV, and it's on every single day, like at 3 o'clock. And I have it recorded. It records an episode every day,
yes.
And I've been following the show. And it's pretty good stuff.
Well, you know, as far as the actors are concerned, I'm sure I speak for Stephanie, and even if I don't, I'm going to speak for her.
Yeah, go ahead.
They The network always loved this show. It was a very quiet hit the first season, and then they moved it to Saturday night at 10 to lead into the local news around the country. And so it went through the roof, and it was a top 10 show.
Unbelievable.
I think
good.
At some point in time, I'm not sure about this, but some point in time, you know, how reporting is, it was fourth, you know, behind great shows like Dallas. And
and
we just had a great time, Stephanie and I, doing the show. And it's because of fans like this that we
Chris Cortez and the gang
that we thank Chris and her gang of Hunterites.
Is that okay? Thank you guys. And Fred, I'm coming with dark chocolates.
Oh, God bless.
That's good. That's great. All right. So, Chris, thank you so much for getting that worked out, too,
thank
by the way.
Thank you, Mike. I hope to see you too. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank
all right.
You.
There goes Chris Cortez.
Much.
She
thank
put
you.
That whole thing together.
Yeah.
And that's our show, everybody. Tune in again next week.
Thanks, Mike.
we got more to talk about. Should we do some sports stuff we can talk about?
Not
if you
necessarily.
Want? Okay.
There's really nothing going on in the sports.
Yeah, like I said, the football season's over. Baseball's getting ready to go underway. You got basketball. And they don't like that basketball all-star game, they say, is not much of anything anymore.
Well, they've destroyed that. They've destroyed
The Pro Bowl. Yep.
And they've destroyed a lot of things like college football.
Yeah, we're going to have Corey Marino to come in here and tell us a little bit about the new college playoff system. He's the only guy that understands it. I think he designed it.
I'm going to get a hold of Jackie Slater. And if anybody has an opinion about anything, it's Jackie.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. Fred Dreyer Show, we'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show here in the Sports Lounge at the Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com, Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And Fred, I thought just
Thank
before
you.
Kick off here into the show, we'd take a look and see what some of the neighbors are saying out there. We have our chat room open, and it's again on
They're
Facebook
all huddled around the backyard fence.
At the Facebook Live website. That's correct there. Rachel is saying hello, and she says, how are you doing, Fred?
Very well.
We got Diane says, greetings from Portland. And she said that last week I asked about the Trailblazers. And she said, I actually work for them. And it's true. We aren't having our best year. But she says these fans are showing up to support this new young team. Have
that's
you been
what's
following
important.
Them?
That's, yes, I have.
Yeah.
And that's what's important. I prescribe. If it wasn't for advertising and advanced advertising, I would suggest that the true ownerships of those sports teams get rid of all these $30 million a year players.
That's right.
Just get rid of. And for you know, every morning I listen to early morning radio and Colin Cowherd, who's good, you know,
yeah.
And but he's tiresome after about an hour.
Then you take a nap.
Yeah, but it's just too much, you know. I don't want to be yelled at you know 6:45. But the fact is that he's correct about you know about what's going on in Lakerland, and there's not much to support a legitimate rally for the Lakers to do anything other than what they're doing, and that's losing with LeBron in the lineup.
Yeah.
And so they've got to get rid of him, in my view. They got to get rid of him, and they got to bring in players that they know that they can win 35, 40 games a year, because that's what they're doing now with LeBron. You know?
Well, I agree, but it's a long season. We had the same conversation last year, and look at the Lakers really whipped it up at the end. So I'm going to hold back and see what happens. Now, Diane, who's with a new team and works for the Trailblazers, I'm figuring they probably have connections at a hotel. You think we can hit her up for a couple of tickets and you and I take a trip to Portland? Up, you know,
I, you know what I'm going to do? Let's put some spice into it.
What do you got?
No, let's just go down to Long Beach.
Okay.
And get on a ski-doo.
All right, we'll
just
do that.
Just you and me on one ski-doo.
That sounds like
and
fun.
Blast north to Oregon.
And hopefully we get a couple of tickets there. We'll see. Let's see who else is in our chat room. That was a good one, though, Diane. Katrina says hello. Wants to know how you're doing, Fred.
I'm doing today. Well. Thank you.
We got Lori saying it's a beautiful day in Iowa. Well, it's about time, right? We've been having rain here at the Hollyweird studios of our sports broadcast center here. Martine says hello from Cape Canaveral. And we got.
Is she going somewhere?
No, she's blasted off to come up and see us.
Oh.
Let's see. Jeannie says she says hello. And what else we got here today? We got. They're flying in from Iowa. They're going to come in and see you. Nikki is tuning in from Nebraska. Martine is going to be. She's trying her hardest to get to the Burbank show. That you're going to be the Hollywood.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope to see you there.
Yep, and Jenny wants to come to the Hollywood show as well. So we got a lot of good people. Now, Fred, I asked, and he's not on camera because he prefers to be in the producer's box. But we have JD, you know, that is here, Jeremy Dayton, and we got Corey Marino producing a show. Two producers. One for you, actually two for you and none for me. But Corey is an expert on college playoffs. And I thought, Corey, could you explain to Fred and myself?
He's homegrown here. He's right in our backyard.
Yeah. Could you explain the playoffs for next year for college football? I mean, I understand there's only two teams left in the Pac-12. Is that correct?
They had a 6-6
What does that mean?
The six conference champions.
Oh, I see. So there's six conferences.
And now we have the Pac-2 instead of the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. So they made it to a 5-7. So the top-ranked five conference champions will be going and having automatic bids.
Okay, well, explain what you just said there. So you got five conferences of 12 teams, is that, or more than 12 teams?
Yeah, there's more than 12 conferences, but yeah. The top ranked in the college football playoff committee will get automatic bids, and the top four out of those five will be getting buys.
Well, it sounds very governmental to me.
Yeah. And so the top team in each division will get a playoff spot, or could they
lose the champions. And the next seven teams will be comprised of the highest ranking after those.
After that, okay. Yeah. And they're going to try that for 2 years. What about the Pac-12? What if there's a first place and a second place, which there will be? Does the first place champion get to be in?
No, they don't. But they do have a chance to be ranked in the top next seven.
What about BYU and San Diego State?
San Diego State, Fred's alma mater. What about them?
We're not chopped liver.
Yeah, so they'll just be like they can't be in if they win their division, and they'll be ranked in the top five. They can get both, but they also might not make it, but they can still make the seven.
We're all looking at Corey right now as he tells it to us. You can't see him, but we're looking. Corey, how are you?
We should have subtitles underneath Corey.
So what do you think of it, Corey? Is that going to be confusing? Like you actually sort of simplified it for me, so I get it now.
It's only going to be 2 years, but I think it's going to be way more it's going to be less confusing in 2 years when the Pac-12 has to disband entirely. And then we won't have to worry about it. It'll just be like the top five greatest champions.
Like it is now.
Yeah.
Corey's in the box above our studios. You can tell when Fred and I look at him. Corey, thank you very much. That's very good.
Oh, by the way, before you go, Corey, those are Hershey dark chocolates.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we...
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, they are good.
Corey's and you like my mom's cookie, right?
Your mother knows what she's doing. If I were chocolate to just chips. Add one thing...
Oh, boy. What is it?
It's addition through subtraction. Just a little less... of the candy kisses.
A little less chocolate?
Just a little less.
I thought you were the chocolate man.
Well, right. I am, but you know, a little goes a long way.
In the cookie, you want less chocolate?
In the cookie, less chocolate.
I'm more. I think you put more in
well,
there.
Well, give him the ones you were going to give me, and then
we'll have her do dark chocolate for you next time.
Yeah, dark chocolate.
One of those behind Fred's back is catch him. There you go.
Be careful.
Okay. Sounds good. Corey, thank you.
So anyway, what about, just before I go, what about the portal? What about the disaster that is at this point in time? Any kid who has accepted money from some other school organization can now change his mind once he enrolls in that school. He comes like from UCLA.
Yep.
He says, "You know, I don't like this here at UCLA. Although they gave me $500,000, I think I'm going to skip a beat and move on. I'm going to go to Arizona." And so he goes to Arizona and decides to do it again.
No, they can do it as many times as they want.
And they'll be, if they're great players, they'll be paid four times before they even sit in class.
There's certain people that will start at like big schools like Georgia or Alabama, and then they'll get maybe their ring, they'll get to the playoffs, get a little notoriety, and then just bounce and go get money from another small school team.
That's correct. That's what I would do.
Thank you again, Corey, for being a friend. I both thank you. Yes. Come down from the top of the studio.
Thanks, Corey.
And see you sometime.
I'll come again.
You're now a regular on the show, so
don't fall. Take it easy.
Start reading Pop Warner magazine.
That's good. All right. So there goes Corey, our producer. We should have a bigger studio, I think, Fred, so he has a place to actually sit from.
Well, wait a minute. He's got a nice spot over there.
I got a couple of things to talk to you about a little bit. So, Travis Kelce, you know, he's got that girlfriend.
Just a second. I like her.
Wait, you got another question for Corey? Go back up to the top.
You're gonna go back upstairs?
Yeah, there he is. Go ahead.
Hey. I'm back.
All right. Thank you. And let's see. You were talking about Kelsey.
Yeah, so Travis Kelsey, one of the Kelsey Grammer kids. Travis Kelsey, he's got the Taylor Swift is, you know, that's his girlfriend, and he's got that going. He wants a movie career now. First off, here's the guy, a good player, definitely, and, you know, Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and he goes, Viva Las Vegas, he screams and shouts,
yeah,
and then they have
that
parade.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? Just stop right there for a minute.
Okay.
What'd you think about that?
Well, it was, he's a little out of control. I think he likes to drink a little bit. I'm just guessing.
Well, he's not drunk during the game.
No.
If he is,
then that's a problem.
We're sending Corey out there to do some
straighten him out. Can you do that,
work.
Corey?
Oh, yeah, I'll try.
Okay, good. So, and Benny bumped his coach. But then they had that tragedy at the, you know, the parade over there where there's a life lost, and he goes out partying after that. I think he should have been a little more subdued after that. It was a terrible thing that happened in Kansas City after a wonderful thing like a victory parade to have some nutcase out there shooting off a gun and killing somebody.
Well, I think
it's
personally
terrible.
That the unfolding of the post festivities went natural. I didn't see anything forced one way or another, and you can't certainly punish the living. Because
it's true.
Of what's happened.
The Viva Las Vegas was before the shooting and everything.
Right.
He was excited.
And, you know, he's a young kid.
But what about his movie career? You were in movies. I mean, he's following in your footsteps, but he's still playing.
Well,
you waited until you retired.
He should call me and I'll explain something to
him. Would you take him under your wing?
No. Nobody goes under my wing except one or two people.
Okay.
Bentley goes under my wing.
Bentley?
And maybe... Kate Prentice.
Kate, okay.
Those two people.
All right. They go under your wing, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't want to over wing myself with, warmth and goodness.
That's good. All right. Should we say so long to Corey? Has he got to go now?
I thought Corey. I was looking up here. I thought he was going upstairs.
No, he's going to come down, and he's going to drive home, Corey. You got the Hunter Mobile this weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You do?
Yeah.
He's saying where it went. Corey borrowed it.
Wow.
They let me drive it.
Trying to take McCall out on a date to the. But that's a whole other story for a different show.
God okay. bless. I wish I had my Hunter Mobile, the 77 Dodge Satellite.
That thing had some power to
it. That thing is still running.
They're better than one of them electric cars. We'll be back.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
And we're back here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, and it's a great show because of listeners like you who are participating and supporting us. And, you know, this is going to be suddenly, I don't know how many days, how much time do we have between the first or the second?
This next weekend coming up is your Hollywood show after this weekend. So
after this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be Friday
10,
and Saturday,
days.
First and the second.
About 10, 12 days.
Yeah, less than that. It's going to be coming up in, you know, from this weekend, it's like less than 7 days. So we got a couple of people here saying hello to you here. Also, Pamela's looking forward to seeing you and Stephanie at the show. And she's happy Chris got everything set up. Lori's really excited. Rachel says she wishes her daughter and she could both go to California to meet you. All we can say is if you can't make this one, there is going to be another show. Am I right, Fred, coming up in December? Is that
usually
what you
hear? They have two shows.
Okay.
They have one in the early spring, which is March, April, like it is now, or they push a show out right around December.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you take, like, pictures of some of the great shows? Because you're on Get TV. Here's the thing about Fred Dreyer and, like, the great Larry Elders, the talk show host, and he ran for president, for gosh sakes, said he got two great careers, Fred Dreyer. You were an all-pro defensive end, a football superstar. And then on top of that, you come back. I say you did three because you were in the broadcast booth at CBS for a while as a color commentator. And
yeah,
then
I was there for a year. That's right.
Watch out, Tony Romo. And then and then you went to TV and were in Hunter and so many other great shows. So,
thank you. Yeah. And I think for the most part, I was fortunate enough to not only play 13 years, but I had a great opportunity to be in the booth directly after I quit playing.
Yeah,
and it was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot, and I thought I brought a lot to it. But
you did.
What I eventually realized, quickly actually, was by the time that season, the 81-82 season, was over, I realized that I probably should go back to my roots, which is my love for acting.
There you go.
And that's why I went back. I went back for 5 years. And
you did a job.
And I made the segue. Football was yesterday, and acting was in my future.
Still is, too, by the way. And now radio on top of that. You got four careers. And the Get TV showed The Beautiful and the Dead. And this was, I think you'll take some of these pictures out with you, maybe to the Hollywood show, the story when Hunter and McCall investigate the stabbing death of an ordinary businessman who was in Santa Clarita, California, I guess. The guy drops dead at the Hotel Exotica in L.A., and then the witness claims he was arguing with a man with a Russian accent, and then everything goes kind of crazy on the episode. It gets weirder when Hunter discovers the body of a beautiful woman in his living room. What was that like for you to discover her in the living room?
It was great. I was wondering if, I was thinking to myself...
Yes.
No, I won't.
Never mind.
I won't say.
She was dead. Come on.
She was beautiful in death, and I could only imagine how well she she handled life. Yeah.
Then her body disappears, and then Hunter and McCall get involved with the CIA, the KGB, the U.S. Coast Guard, and Dan Loria is the kind of an arrogant federal agent.
He's good. Dan's good.
He's very good.
All the actors you see today working got their start on Hunter.
Yeah, it's really something. And then, of course, there was a scene. There's always a car scene in Hunter. Always. And this one here looks like the car blew up while I was in midair when you were jumping the L.A. River. Is that correct?
That's the L.A. River, and that's a damn big river.
Yeah. We had a picture sent in to us, and we're going to post this at thefreddryershow.com, and we want you all to comment on it. Those of you that catch us on Facebook Live or see us on the YouTube video channel or at crntalk.com or on Roku, there's a picture of you, it looks like, in your van, in your Volkswagen van, because I think there's a bed there in the background, and it looks like you went to a party or something. You got a party hat on. And you look a little forlorn. What happened there?
Well,
in that picture?
I think this is with due humility. I say,
see, what was this?
I say that I'm. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a kind of a similarity. I think a little bit that you can take a look at when this goes on. And there's Fred now, and then there's Fred back with this.
And then here's me being...
Was this a New Year's Eve party?
Headset.
Was this a New Year's Eve party?
They saw the picture, and they just jumped off my head.
This the New Year's Eve party that you weren't invited to?
This was New Year's. This was Super Bowl 1979-80.
A sad look on your face there. I'm sure a lot of women in the audience want to console you.
Yeah, well, they did.
I'm sure.
And most of the consoling took place there on location, as you can see.
I can see. See right there. And the bed is there. Did you sleep in that thing?
I made this whole thing. I bought this shell from Volkswagen. And they brought it out to me in El Cajon.
And you put it together?
And I put this thing together.
Crescent wrench,
and
box wrenches?
In the San Diego State Auto Shop.
Ratchet wrenches? Did you have the ratchet wrenches there?
I had Ernie's big boy wrenches and sockets.
That's good. That's really good. That's good stuff. Okay, so we got Antonio Pierce from the Raiders. He's, I guess, was the interim coach. Now he's still there. He says he's going to channel the bad boy Detroit Pistons when the Raiders play Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs this coming season.
Oh.
He was on a recent podcast, and he discussed how to get his team ready to play the Chiefs, and he says before they pulled this off with a 20-14 Christmas Day upset last year, and he says he's going to do it again.
Did he do it before?
Yeah, well, he did it in Christmas of this last year. He beat them, and that's why everybody was thinking, well, going to be close between San Francisco and Kansas City. Kansas City lost 20-14 in that game.
Huh.
And a week before the game, Pierce was the interim coach. He expressed to his team that they need to hate the color red, and he showed them videos of the famous boxing and MMA fights and how the NBA's Detroit Pistons approached playing Hall of Famer Michael Jordan, and it was all based on the color red. I prefer, actually, the color white, possibly, that you were wearing.
Well,
your Volkswagen.
Well, see, this right there was being exhausted from having to greet my public.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is over there. Now, we should talk a little bit about somebody you know who retired. And we're all getting older here, and I'm talking about Matthew Slater, Jackie Slater's son.
Jackie.
What a great kid. In fact, your friend and my friend, Vince Ferragamo, went to see the final game that the Patriots played, and that Matthew Slater played on the Patriots. And he has the NFL record for the most special teams Pro Bowl appearances with 10, and he retired after 16 seasons.
He's a winner. He's a great kid, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And he deserves to be, and his dad is in the Hall of Fame already, and he deserves to be. And there's one spot in there, Mike, that I think that you might be able to slide into.
I don't think so.
I think you might be able to.
I'm the water boy. I can get in there and do it.
No, don't kid yourself.
Matthew Slater.
Don't undersell yourself.
Matthew Slater, quoting him, says, "I've given all that I possibly can to respect and honor the game." He wrote this in a social media post shared by the Patriots. And he says, "Though it's time for my relationship with the game to evolve, the love I have for it will last for a lifetime." And then Bill Belichick recently referenced Matthew Slater as one of the greatest to play the game in his role, saying he felt fortunate to coach who he believes were the greatest offensive quarterback Tom Brady and defensive Lawrence Taylor and special teams player Matthew
Slater. I have a quote here from Belichick, and he says,
That was Belichick.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I told you what he said, but you got to put this post-game conference. Yeah, that's it. Now, here's something that's going to get your goat here. There's a new jersey for Major League Baseball, and apparently... The new wearing of a jersey. Major League Baseball's Players Association, the director, Tony Clark, says the players are frustrated, and I wish we had a picture of it. We don't. The new Major League Baseball jersey, it's before the start of spring training on Thursday, the Major League Baseball's Players Association is working on behalf of the players to resolve a jersey issue ahead of opening day that's going to be on March 28th. And quoting Tony Clark, he says, "We are on the phone with the requisite parties that are involved in making that decision because we aren't." That's what he told the reporters. And he says,
Who said that?
That's Tony Clark of the Major League Baseball Players Association. He says, "I'd hate to be in a place where we're all still having conversations about some of the challenges we all have in regard to that place." Last week, the league unveils their new Nike Vapor Premier uniform.
That's what we need, yet another set of Nike shoes.
Nike Vapor Premier uniforms. They're manufactured by Fanatics to less than stellar reviews. The jerseys are engineers supposedly to improve mobility.
180 billion Chinese who worked on those shoes.
Mobility, moisture management, and fit. And the threads have drawn criticism over their cheap look, small lettering, and limited customization options.
I'm with them.
I'm with them, too. I'm sick of everybody. Every week there's a new uniform out. And this is now this new thing. There's a change. And, of course, Clark says he wants to correct these jerseys. But Commissioner Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball defended the jerseys. He said...
Well, he has to,
Yeah, he says there's going to be some negative feedback with any new initiative, but he predicted they're going to be really popular.
Oh, I'm sure they will. All they have to do is market it to idiots who don't have anything to do on the weekend except go out and rob somebody of their shoes.
Atlanta Braves, Ronald Acuna Jr., St. Louis Cardinals, Nolan Arenado. So many people just saying they can't stand the jerseys. Jeff Hoffman from the Phillies can't stand
wear
the jersey.
That's what I would do. I would not wear it.
Taylor Ward of the Angels now says it looks like a replica. He says it feels kind of like papery. It could be great when you're out sweating and maybe breathable, but I haven't had the opportunity yet to try it. But from the looks of it, it doesn't look like a $450 jersey.
Exactly right. You know what it is?
What?
It's a delivery form smock. That's what it is. Made out of
smock.
Made out of paper. You can throw them away. You can work on your car with them, and at the same time, you could help deliver a child if you had to.
There you go. And Shohei Ohtani in his first BP hit like 5 home runs in a row. Mike Trout says he wants to stay with the Angels and win a championship.
Isn't that unfortunate?
Yeah, unlike his teammate, the great Anthony Rendon, who makes $245 million in a contract, he signed with the Angels, and he says baseball isn't a top priority for him.
I used to think that the leadership of the Angels, they don't have any, but I used to think that somebody should beat Rendon's ass for laying down with all that money until we realize that Trout is so ignorant and dumb. That he signed up.
Yeah.
He has no idea what to do with the fact that the future, his baseball future, is tied to a sinking ship.
Well, hopefully they'll pick up some of these agents that are still out there, that Scott Boros is trying to get 10-year agreements for.
Oh, geez.
Cody Bellinger and Blake Snell and
a few
of those.
Yeah, that's fine. That's them. But Mike, he's been on this team in L.A. for 9 years, and he hasn't paid attention at all to how it's being run. Into the ground.
Final segment coming up. We're in the Fred Dreyer Show Sports Lounge.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer program, the Fred Dreyer Show. Check us out at thefreddreyershow.com. So the moron of the week is the Angels' Anthony Rendon, who's in spring training, and he has a World Series title, 2 Silver Slugger Awards, did those when he was with the Nationals, became the Angels' third baseman, signed a $245 million deal. He was in Tempe, Arizona. That's the Angels' training camp this last week, and shared some, he said, the game ranks among the most important things in his life. Where the game ranks is the most important things in his life. And he said, this is a job. I do this to make a living. My faith and my family come first before the job. So if those things come before it, I'll move on. Yeah, he said that. What about the fans?
Has anybody stood up and said, good, get out of here?
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. He also told the reporters were waiting for him. He says, I don't want to talk to you guys at 7 in the morning or whatever time it is. This guy's a crank.
You know something, ladies and gentlemen? This isn't an easy thing to say, but to be in his position, Mendon's position, to get all of that money and accolades is one thing. To lay down is another.
Yeah, well, he says, I've answered your question. He's talking to the reporters. So why do you keep picking at me? Well, maybe it's because he's only played just 200 games since he signed that seven-year, $245 million deal with the Angels. And he spent his first seven seasons with the Nationals, but he's been injured. It's like, I'd shut up if I wasn't playing for the team.
Why is it Mike Fish? What's his name? Mike Trout, the fish.
Yeah.
Why isn't that guy loading up his bags
and saying, come on, Rendon, let's go.
And getting in the Winnebago and heading out of there.
Something needs to be done with those Angels. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. That's our show. We're out of time, Fred.
Is that what happened?
That's it. Yeah, it's what happened.
While we were talking.
The show ended. It's amazing. But we love you all for being with us. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer, actually at X for those of you that are following it recently. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
You should see the text I just got from Sandra Bentley.
All right, we'll find out about that next week. It's our show. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you then.